good Saturday morning, horse racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, all of our podcasts are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity to check us out, please take a moment to do so. And our website, of course, is horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's get to the jockey and trainer standings as they are through today. Juan Hernandez kind of making a mockery of things right now. He's in front by 10. 18 winners, 70 starters, 26%. Edwin Maldonado is tied with Frankie De Atore with 8 wins apiece. Maldonado has 54 starters at 15%. De Atore, 39 starters for 21%. And then we have Velasquez, Johnny V, and Mike Smith, both tied with 6. Johnny Velasquez has 40 mounts for a 15% win strike, and Mike Smith, 22 starters, 27%. All right, that's your jockey standings. Let's flip the page, go to the trainers. And things are a little bit tighter here on the front end. Bob Baffert leads the way with 11 winners, 41 starters at 27%. Doug O'Neill has 8 winners for 47 starters, 17%. Mark Latt, 7 wins, 32 starters, 22%. And then 2 tied with 5, and they are John Sadler and Steve Knapp after a good day yesterday. Sadler, 34 starters, 15%. And Steve Knapp, 27 starters, 19%. And that's your updated jockey and trainer standings coming into today. Okay, first post goes back to 12:30 today. We had that early first post yesterday due to 10 races. So we are back at 12:30 today, a 9-race card. And not a bad card, not as good as yesterday's. I got to tell you, we had a rough day yesterday, folks. Full disclosure, we really liked the card yesterday. We had a lot of price opportunities, we thought, and they just... well, they just didn't pan out, and you've got days like that. But the good thing with horse racing is you can have a couple of bad days in a row, 2 or 3 bad days in a row, and then come back and get back in the black all in one day. Kind of hard to do that with sports betting because the you know, the odds just don't accommodate you know, real big, unless you load up and go double or triple you know, what your original bet size is. It just doesn't pan out like that with sports betting. But horse racing, there you have it. You know, all it takes is one good day, and that can, you know, that can carry you through, you know, for several weeks. So that's what we're looking for today. And let's get to it with the first race. This is a mile on the turf, a maiden claiming event. Fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward. We gave this race a B- race. Pretty much a wide open race. You got 2 horses in here, Classy at 8-5. Tea Garden at 9-5, and the rest of them really look the same, but this has got the makings of a good betting race, I think. FYI, we did not use either one of the favorites in here, so we're hoping that things will turn around for us right off the bat here in the first race. Second race, C minus, 6 furlongs, fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward, and they're in for a tag of 20. This is just a really, really pretty weak race. You've got Little Rachel on paper as a total standout, 6-5 on the morning line favorite. And then you've got Henny's Crazy Train at 5-2, which really flat out disappointed last time. Just offered no excuse for that poor race from her. If you're excited about the second race, have at it, because we're not. It's a race that we're gonna stay away from. For sure. The third race, your free play of the day comes here. This is a 5.5 furlong grass race. It's a claiming event for 4-year-olds and upward. And we like the 4 horse here, Barriston the Bold, at 3-1 under Ryan Curlatolo. This is a Don Farias horse that's coming over from Los Alamitos. And this horse was claimed 2 races back at the same level, 25,000, and was shipped over under the lights going 1,000 yards for Aiden, and now is back going the traditional distance of 5.5 furlongs on the grass. I just think that this really, on paper, this looks like a move where they claim the horse, ship it to Losail to work on his speed, sharpen his speed up a little bit, and then he's back where he fits today at that level and on the same surface. So, number four, Barriston the Bold, in our opinion, is a very solid play in the third race. And that's your free podcast play of the day, courtesy of horseracing-selections.com. And of course, we're going to have to beat the outside favorite 2-1 on Chaos Theory, but we're going to do it. I have confidence that Barriston will get the job done for us. All right, the fourth race, 6 furlongs, a maiden claiming event, B-minus race for cowbred, cow-sired fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, and the pick six single-ticket jackpot carryover goes here, $149,361 is up for grabs here. That's added to your take-home pay if you are the only ticket that takes down the pick six today. There was one ticket alive yesterday for over $200,000 to Dandy Man Shines in the 10th race. Wow. I got to tell you, full disclosure again, because, you know, we don't, you know, we picked Dandy Man Shines on our car, you know, on our card. We told our clients, if this horse doesn't win the day, he ain't ever going to win. And, you know, we're going to stand by that. I just can't believe that was such a weak field. And old Dandy does what he does best. He runs behind mid-pack, maybe, you know, third flight, and makes this ferocious move on the turn and just kind of grinds and grinds and grinds, but he never gets there. And I really, my thoughts are out to this morning to whoever was alive to that horse in the 10th race yesterday for over $200,000. Yeah, I don't know. I might want to put a hit out on Dandy Man this morning, but, you know, he's a good horse to own. You know, he picks up checks every time he runs, but wow. Oh, that was a tough beat. All right, the fourth race here, let's get on to the race. Again, it's a B-minus race. It's a good betting opportunity here, I think. A little bit crazy, the Jonathan Wong 9-5 morning line favorite under Ramon Vasquez is in here. Kiss My Cat, coming off of an extensive layoff for Kirsten Mulhall, will be going with Lasix, and the daughter of Curlin to Mischief has been working okay in the morning. But Kirsten is not a trainer that has her horses cranked up and ready to roll off of a layoff. So keep that in mind. She's 0-16 in that department. So Kiss My Cat obviously will probably improve with racing. No doubt about that. Okay, we're going to go to the fifth now. This is a mile on the turf. It's a claiming event, 4-year-olds and upward. A mile on the grass. Rails are at 10 feet today, folks, on the turf racing. We gave this race a C+. Certainly nothing to get real excited about here in this race. And our free handicapping seminar is going to come in today's sixth. So get out your pens and paper or tape recorders, however you want to do it. Mile and a 16th on the main track, maiden special weight. This is for maidens, 3-year-olds, and not a bad race here at all. We're going to go from the rail out. We go with Flat On at 6-1 under Drayden Van Dyke. Harlow Cap, 8-5 with Johnny V. Tiz Talk, 12-1, Frankie Deatori. Vegas Burner, 20-1, Kyle Frey. Yellow Brick, 5-2, Flavian Pratt. Tex the Legend, 8-1, Juan Hernandez. Navy Man, 7-2, Victor Espinoza, and Quincy Market, 20-1 with Diego Herrera. Okay, first off, Flat On is a horse that we didn't use. Quite frankly, this horse does have improving numbers, did improve tremendously last time when stretched out to a mile. But really nothing that stands out. This horse went off at 37-1 in his debut. 28-1 last time, and we're going to pass on Flat Out. We used Harlow Cap on top as our win here in the sixth race, 8-5 on the morning line, the favorite. And this horse is improving leaps and bounds. Talk about a horse that improved big time when stretched out. This is your horse here. He flashed good speed. He was a step slow out of the gate. He was bumped and checked into the first turn. He kind of got roughed up, but he was able to get to the lead, open up. And then he just got nailed by Mr. Fisk, who ran a solid race that day. Nothing to certainly be disappointed about. He figures to improve again today. He beat Flat On by length and three quarters, almost two lengths, when they faced off last time, and that was with Harlow Cap having a lot of trouble. So things would have to flip, I think, quite substantially for Flat On to beat Harlow Cap here. Tiz Talk, 12-1, we didn't use. Doug O'Neill, this horse showed nothing in his debut. He's stretching out today. You could make an argument, well, maybe he didn't like the wet surface, which he won't have to go again today. He was beat by his Jazzy, Worcester, and Sully. He's wheeled back very quickly, and he's got a hot rider and Frankie De Attori, but we did not use TikTok. Vegas Burner, 20-1, was another pass on us. This horse has been popping the gate and fading. He'll be on the lead most likely today. On the stretch out, he's got Kyle Frey, who's a very capable rider. We'll be adding Lasix, but we didn't use Vegas Burner. Yellow Brick we used as our second horse here, 5-2 under Flavion Pratt. Adding Lasix, this horse will also improve with distance, and we think Yellow Brick has got a big look here. Tex the Legend, we used in the third in the three hole. Kind of a sneaky looking horse here for Bob Baffert. Now, on numbers wise, he doesn't fit, but he's got that good angle that we like. Two sprints to a route. He's got a lot of condition underneath him. He's adding Lasix, and I think he's got a look as Baffert's other horse, as the saying goes here, and certainly shouldn't be given. Certainly should be given a look here if he goes off at 8-1 or higher. Navy Man, 7-2. What happened to this guy last time? He was stretched out. We thought that he was going to run huge and just absolutely did nothing in this race or in his last race. He's back two turning again. Sure, he was bumped on the first turn and got steadied a little bit thereafter, but this guy did no running at all, and I remember watching him back up on the turn in that last race and thinking to myself, whoa, what's going on here? Because he just didn't look good. He is going to have a major four reversal to be effective here. Now, it could have been that he's got a legit excuse for that poor performance. I don't know about it, but I can't use him unless somebody comes up to me and says, hey, you know, this is what happened, and you know, we're going to run better today. He is adding blinkers, so maybe that's the missing link. Quincy Market, 20-1. Tim Yakteen, Diego Herrera, adds Lasix, 38-1 in the debut. Ran like he went off at 380-1. Just showed nothing and was just never in it. So he's going to have to improve a ton to be effective here. So how do we see the sixth race? We used Harlow Cap on top, Yellow Brick in the two hole, and Tex the Legend is a possible price play in the third hole. And that is your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Turn the page to the seventh. This is a starter allowance race, 6 furlongs on the turf for 4-year-olds and up. And again, the rails are at 10 feet. This is kind of a very uninspiring race, to be honest with you. The eighth race, 6 furlongs, an allowance optional claimer for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward. This is a B-minus race, and this is a horse race that you can get involved in. American Lily's trying to redeem herself off of a puzzling effort last time. You've got Bowl of Cherries, who's heading in the right direction for Sergio Morfin, and Princess Adelaide, and it's a good race. Good race, Your Honor. Very competitive, and certainly something to get involved in. The ninth race ends up things. This is a 6.5 furlong race, maiden special weight. This is a B race, And again, this is a solid race to close out the card, just like yesterday's was, in all honesty. All of these guys will be adding Lasix with the exception of Gila, Jeff Metz trainee. And you've got Marina's Tina coming in from Ireland, Phil D'Amato, 22% first starters in North America. That's certainly a solid number. And you've got some very interesting first-timers in the ninth race that make this a very, very bettable and competitive race. All right, if you need some help, you know where to go, horseracing-selections.com. Have a great rest of your Sunday, folks. Remember, First Post is back today at 12:30. So make note of that. And we'll be talking to you again on Wednesday morning when we come back with Backstretch Talk, which is our Trip and Trouble Note horses for the previous week. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Cash those tickets. We'll be talking to you again soon.